The tech industry has a diversity problem. It's a problem Amazon has been wrestling with. And when Amazon builds its new headquarters in some lucky city, like, say, Pittsburgh, we could end up exacerbating our diversity issues too. From KUOW in Seattle, Joshua McNichols has more.
It's lunchtime in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood. Employees pour out of Amazon's headquarters. Ruchika Tolshian and I sit on a bench. Tolshian is a Seattle author and a journalist who covers diversity in the tech industry.
Who do you see walking in and out of this building?
Currently, I've seen a group of about, I'd say, six, all men. Almost everyone in the group is white and probably around the age of 30. So 30s, male, white.
In Seattle, we call those guys tech bros. As we sit, we do see some diversity. Young men of apparent Chinese or Indian ancestry. They're dressed like programmers, in hoodies and jeans.
I see an African-American man wiping down the surfaces around the Amazon building.
Tolshian says Amazon brings a lot of wealth and opportunity to Seattle, but it's not equally shared. She says, just look at Amazon's top executives. They're all white and mostly men.
We see a lot of people of color at Amazon as support employees, warehouse employees, but certainly when it comes to decision-making capability, certainly when it comes to those big fat stock options and those big salaries, you know, it goes to white employees.
The whiteness of the tech industry has helped make Seattle 2% more white since 2010. You can see the change happening. Seattle's neighborhood of Beacon Hill has long had a strong Asian American community. Austin Monique Sebelbia grew up there.
Our neighbors were more than just people we lived next to. They were almost close to family. Like, I would call some of my neighbors auntie and uncle, even if we weren't related.
But Sebelbia doesn't work in tech. She works in restaurants. When it came time for her to get a place of her own, she couldn't afford Beacon Hill. The neighborhood had been discovered. She says sometimes it feels like a battle.
The uprising of white men on Beacon Hill is changing, white men and their families, is changing the dynamic of the hill. I think that it's great for Seattle to have growth in that way. I'm not sure how I feel about how they are kind of taking over.
Sebelbia ended up buying a place just outside Seattle's city limits. Amazon's trying to change things. It's invested $60 million in programs nationally to develop diverse coding talent. And inside the company, small groups work to represent minority interests.
Well, BEN stands for the Black Employee Network here at Amazon, and what they are is an affinity group.
That's Mark Hatcher. He says his group includes Black employees and their allies. It focuses on
the recruitment and retention of, you know, qualified African-American candidates.
Amazon has many groups like this, like Glamazon, a group for LGBT employees. And a new program that takes Amazon's most diverse employees, that's people who've worked at fulfillment centers, and pays their college tuition. It's served 10,000 people so far. Critics say Amazon hasn't done nearly enough.
You know, I think that's kind of an absurd criticism.
Michael Schutzler is with the Washington Technology Industry Association. It's a trade group financed by companies, including Amazon. Schutzler acknowledges the tech industry has a diversity problem, but he says it's not fair to expect Amazon to fix everything.
This company is just now kind of getting its feet under it.
Schutzler says the company isn't even reliably profitable yet. He says Amazon needs time to address its diversity issues.
At least they're making progress.
He says the real reason Amazon is so white is that Washington State's tech pipeline is white.
Right. The reason ours looks the way it does is because the state has been defunding higher education for 25 straight years.
Now Amazon's looking to bring 50,000 employees to its second headquarters. Schutzler says cities that want to retain their diversity, even if they win that prize, need to take a good look at their state education system. Because Amazon can't fix that. I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.